Environmentalists say some of their biggest enemies were defeated in the midterm election. And top on their list of the worst environmental offenders was California Congressman Richard Pombo.
For wildlife, he's a real bad guy, making lots of fishies die. Our water turning thick and brown. If you drink it, you'll fall down. Doing the Pombo Mambo.
Environmentalists spent more than $1 million on television and radio ads like this one to defeat Pombo, and they say it was money well spent. They came to really despise Pombo because of his work to weaken the Endangered Species Act. Tiernan Sittenfeld is the legislative director for the League of Conservation Voters. She says many Republican committee chairs, such as Richard Pombo, simply obstructed environmental legislation. She says now that will change.
It's not even that Congress hasn't voted to pass particular pro-environment legislation. It's that the House leadership and the committee chairs haven't even allowed such legislation to come to the floor. They haven't even wanted to have a debate on it. So I think having different leadership, having different committee chairs who care about protecting the environment, who care about clean air and clean water and open space, is going to be a whole world of difference.
So now that the Republican leadership is out, who is taking their place? One legislator who is expected to gain a lot of power is Democrat John Dingell of Michigan. He will chair the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Dingell says he and other Democratic committee chairs will first use their power to make sure that existing environmental laws are being enforced by the Bush administration.
This administration has been totally unsupervised by the Congress, and checks and balances, which are so important to the Founding Fathers, and legislative oversight have simply not taken place since the Bush administration came in.
Dingell will be joined by many other legislators who are likely to have strong environmental agendas, people like Barbara Boxer, Harry Reid, and Henry Waxman. They have several issues in mind that they feel have been mishandled by the Bush administration. Top on their list is energy policy and global warming. On energy, environmental lobbyists say high gas prices have made the issue one that resonates with voters. Karen Wayland is the legislative director for the Natural Resources Defense Council. She says the new Congress will revisit the tax breaks and other financial incentives given to oil companies in the last energy bill.
I think one of the first things that the House will do, at least, will be to look at the royalty relief that Congress has given to the oil companies and sort of try to roll back some of the royalty relief, make the oil companies pay full price for extracting oil from our public lands, and then use that money to invest in clean energy.
Democrats are also expected to make a push for national renewable energy standards and higher fuel economy standards for cars and trucks. As for global warming, the Democrats say the Bush White House and Republicans in Congress have completely ignored the issue. The Democrats are expected to introduce several global warming bills in the next session. But while the Democrats gained a lot of power, they still will have to work around the threat of a presidential veto. And in the Senate, the Republicans still hold more than enough seats to block legislation. Darren Samuelson is a senior reporter with Greenwire, a Washington, D.C.-based news service covering energy and environmental policy. Samuelson says while Republicans still hold some power, it's interesting to see how much of it was eroded overnight.
It's actually, as you start to talk about it and think about it, it's across the board. It's judges, it's legislation, it's oversight. And then, you know, the thing that really nobody outside of Washington ever really kind of knows what's going on about, but the whole huge appropriations, the whole federal budget process, and that will now be Democrat-controlled, and you know, we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars that get spent every year.
Samuelson says the Democrats will now face the challenge of finding more money for their favorite environmental programs, while at the same time making good on campaign promises to cut the huge federal budget deficit. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.